You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What is up, Real Ass Podcast fans? We're back. Oh, yeah. Another edition of the Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez. In studio with Zach Amico and Chris Scopo. How you guys doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Living the dream.
Yeah, man, you know, can you stop fucking periscoping now? You can't periscope the whole show.
He can't. He's Chris Periscopo. He's got to do it.
That's right. By the way, Chris Cotton just texted the group and said the train stalled.
I don't care. Well, Chris Cotton, we got
to... Well, say goodbye to the group, at least.
Listen to me.
Say goodbye to the group.
Goodbye, group.
Everyone loves you.
Goodbye, Periscope. Goodbye, group. I don't know what Periscope is, but Scopo might have just convinced me to get on it. I don't know. The fact that there's people liking what I'm saying, that's all you need to do. If you just like what I'm saying, you feed my ego a little bit, I'll probably buy your product. I am a dullard. Holy shit. I want to get it now. I'm like, they said they like what I'm saying. Right now,
They were giving you a lot of hearts.
I got some hearts. All right, so look, guys. We're here. We're at Stand Up New York Labs, right above Stand Up New York Comedy Club, on the Upper West Side in New York City. It's going to be a good show today. We got a guest that's supposed to be in studio fucking 18 minutes ago. We pushed.
And what can you gather from that?
We pushed the start time back to 12:10. 12:15, I said, fuck it, dude. I can't do this anymore. I can't sit here and wait for this guy to show up and to be the guest on the show. We have to get moving on, and it upsets me, but we're going to just fucking do the show without him. I don't care, dude. He said his train is stalled right now. Well, that's it. We're just going to do a show with no guests until he shows up. All right, Chris Cotton was supposed to be the guest today. He's a very funny comedian. He's the co-host of the Artie Lang Show, right? So he's I really like Chris a lot, but I will tell you right now, I want to side with the people in Baltimore. I really do. But all the black people that are in my life today.
You mean the cops or the rioters?
I want to side with the rioters. Okay. I want to side with the victims. I like being, I'm a fan of the underdog. I always side with the underdog, typically, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've been doing a little bit more research about this case, and I understand the plight of the people in Baltimore, but our engineer here, what's your name again, dude? What? Evan. He's
very African, white name.
African American. You can speak into the microphone when you speak. It's okay.
You're allowed to talk in this show.
And our guest today, Chris Cotton, both African American. Both of them fucking up. Evan made us wait another 5 minutes to start the show. Chris Cotton made us wait 15 minutes to start the show. I'm just saying, please, for the love of God, please, let's fucking make things fucking work, because I want to side with black people today on the show. And I can't.
With our guest and producer, very different kinds of black people. Like our producer, very smiley black.
Yeah.
Like he looks like a robot from a Michael Jackson video. Yeah.
Chris Cotton, very black.
I thought you were going to say skinny and fat, because that's also true.
Are you skinny and fat?
Yeah, our fucking engineer is skinny and Chris Cotton is
fat.
Oh,
okay.
All right. God damn it, Scopo.
I mean, we're going race and you had to bring up fatness.
This was going to be our intro for him. I'm not even going to play the intro for him. We're just going to intro the show without him with this fucking song.
Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting the powder today on the Real Ass Podcast. Look, man, I don't even know really who to side with on this, because it's a weird thing. This is the first time that I've been truly torn when there's been some sort of fucking police brutality issue or there's people rioting. Because honestly, I usually formulate an opinion on all these things, and it's not always one or the other. I don't always side with the cops. I don't always side with the young black person who got killed by the cops. You know, I think there's a lot of nuance to most of these cases. You know, I think most people are fucking phonies. Here's the thing. I think most people just make their decision as soon as they hear what happened. They make their decision, and then they fucking, then they try to just argue that point no matter what. And I think that's anybody who identifies with being fucking, if you identify with being to the right or to the left, Republican, Democrat, whatever you want to call it, I think that's the problem in general. It's just too much blindly choosing one side. If you're blindly watching Fox News or MSNBC, you have to realize both of them are just reporting what their fan base wants to hear.
Exactly, yeah.
It's HBO. They get it. HBO's done. It's the same exact thing that they do. They do their research. They find out who their demographic is, and they report to them, and they entertain their fans.
That was one of the things. All those articles online, it's like, oh, this is what the this is what the news is not reporting. Like the peacefulness.
Yeah.
It's like no one wants to see peacefulness on the news. Everyone wants to see the fucking chaos.
Well,
that's going to sell.
It's so, well, exactly. First of all, if they weren't reporting the rioting, okay.
You're going to report peacefulness, people hanging out? No,
people
would
turn the channel.
Yeah, no one's going to watch that.
It's not sexy. Dude,
yeah.
You're competing with Transformers on FX right now.
Yeah.
That's what's happening on FX. Transformers 3, they're fucking smashing robots into buildings. So if you are showing people locked hand in hand in Baltimore in a circle, peacefully protesting, people are going to go, all right, this is
so
fucking boring.
They're showing them change a CVS into a parking lot.
Yeah.
I remember during Ferguson. During Ferguson, they stopped reporting it in New York. Okay, there was protests going on for the longest, right up until they decided not to indict the cop Darren Wilson.
Wait, in Ferguson.
Okay. And I was right. This was right before Thanksgiving. I was there visiting Beatrice's family, and when you're there, you're like, oh my God, there's crazy protests going on every single day still, but it stopped being news everywhere else. But because I was kind of like at ground zero, quote unquote, I was like, and they were reporting on it. So it was very eye opening to go like, oh shit, it just stopped being sexy to the people sitting in New York.
And then once that decision went out,
then it was sexy again.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So that's really what it is. So it's like, look, it's a, you know, the people want to sit there, even on the left, the left should be happy that they're reporting the riots.
But the news knows what to sell. So they're going to sell the good shit. They're not going to sell the shitty shit. They're not going to sell the fucking
I think I don't understand why people are upset. And I wish we had we do have a black person here. Yay! Finally.
He's sweating. Oh, this was a rough
one. Here's how I know he's a phony. He's pretending to be out of breath like he ran here. He splashed water on his fucking stupid face.
Oh, no, I sweat easy.
Chris Cotton, what's up, Bubba?
What's up, man? I'm sorry, man.
Straight from recording his hit single, Just a Friend.
I know where that joke is from.
All right. Cotton, what's up, dude? I was just saying on the show, we just got into the Baltimore talk, and I don't want to make it too fucking heavy today, because I really am in the middle on this whole issue, okay? But it's like there's a lot of people that are upset online that the media isn't reporting the peaceful side of the protest and the fact that the majority of people, the vast majority, I don't know the percentages, but the vast majority of people are showing up and they're just protesting and they're doing it in a way that is
nonviolent.
You know, nonviolent. Yeah, it's not peaceful is the wrong word because they are screaming shit and they're very aggressive, but they're doing it nonviolently. And I agree with that. And I think you do have to shake shit up a little bit in order to make a statement. And then there's a percentage of the people that are a lot of younger kids, they're urban youths, and they're fucking destroying property and they're rioting. But the news is reporting a lot of the rioting. And the point that I was making was, well, isn't that actually good for the cause? Because now it's on the front page of every newspaper. Everyone's having a conversation about it. If this was just people peacefully protesting in a square, people would be watching South Park right now.
There'd be no news cameras there.
So, I mean, what do you think, Chris Cotton, as an urban youth?
I swear to God, if you say urban youth.
He said youth, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I heard it. And it
as
was
an urban
me.
Youth.
Like, everything else he said, I don't give a fuck if you would have called me a nigga.
I did.
Oh, Jesus. But urban youth? Youth? Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. All right,
no, you gotta go to Long Island for that podcast.
I don't got to go that far. No. No, to be honest with you, I agree with you, but I have to preview it by saying I don't agree with the rioting or the looting. I don't think it's right, but I believe it's necessary. Like, I believe that it's necessary for people to pay attention. It's fucked up, but it's like you go out there and people act like this is we wait for people to die, then people start rallying. They never stop protesting and rioting for this shit. Like, ever. Year round, 365 days, there's a rally always coming up. It's like Coming to America. Like, there's always a fucking that's why that scene in Coming to America was so funny when they went and he was like,
I thought you were going to say there's always a black guy on my block trying to sell me. Toiletries.
I gotta go watch it. See, I gotta go.
But, you never see it. But I'm saying, like, that's how it is. There's always a fucking peace rally going on, and people are always doing shit, but no one cares until somebody
dies.
There's
always a bunch of faggots at fucking John Lennon's thing in Central Park.
Jesus Christ, are we using the F bomb here? No.
Oh, so here's the thing. He says everything that we want to say.
Oh, fuck it. That's great. All
he
right,
has
cool.
No shot of a career. Don't worry about it.
I'm giving up already.
I used to be you on YKWD, yeah. But then I started wanting to have a career. So now I have
you. You got some shit going on.
I'm the id of successful people.
Yeah, works. That works. But no, that's what happens.
That was a good joke.
Like they don't fucking. It's not that it's not happening. It's not going on. But they don't pay attention until shit hits the fan.
I kind of agree in the sense that. I almost like you almost kind of like said it the way that I think about it. I think that if you are rioting and you're breaking shit, you should be arrested though.
Yeah.
You know, I just 100%. Like here's the thing, like if I'm there and you smash my fucking car window and you put a brick through my window and you threaten my family, I'm gonna probably fucking attack you. I don't know. Like, so no, I don't really at my core. I say no. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't attack other people. You shouldn't infringe upon other people's rights in order to make your point. You know, mm-hmm. And I think like yeah, it's a tragedy when there are cases when an innocent person is killed at the hands of cops, and it does happen. You know, we don't know about Freddie Gray. I'm looking at the facts of the case. There's still a lot of questions about what happened with this guy.
Yeah, but you know what, though? When someone's in police custody, they shouldn't die.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
That was my... That's the only thing... To be honest, I'm not going to defend he's a good person. And people, that shit annoys me, too. When soon as somebody gets fucking killed by police... But look at his rap sheet. Look at what he did before. It's like, the cop didn't know that. The cop didn't know who the fuck he was. The cop didn't have time to go to his computer and Google him. A lot of times, they usually...
They might have. They may, or you don't know though. You don't.
Or they might know his track record.
They might have. At that point, hold on. The only thing. This is what I found out about the case. At that point, when they had arrested him, okay. I guess he made eye contact with the cop. He was doing whatever. He was doing some shady shit. Yeah, the cop started looking at him. He's got like 15, 20 arrests, and that's fine. I don't care, dude. If I get arrested for every time I've had drugs on me, I'd have way more than 20 arrests. Okay. Like, all the shit that I do. So I'm not judging this guy for fucking. I'm just saying, if you do get caught 20 times. You're just fucking, look, just play the numbers.
Yeah.
You're probably not one of the good guys, okay?
Yeah,
I've been caught a handful of times smoking weed, but if I got caught 15 times selling blow and breaking in people's houses and possession of stolen property, chances are I'm not one of the good ones, you know?
And that I agree with. That 100% and,
but
I fucking
I
agree with it.
I don't really care about that.
Yeah. But cops also don't hang out in comedy club bathrooms, so.
Look, here's the thing. They grab him. He starts to run, okay? Which when you start to run and you start to evade cops, it becomes this gray area where resisting arrest, in my opinion, and resisting is a strong word here because nobody actually saw him when they first apprehended him. But when you resist arrest, you go from being a nonviolent criminal to a violent criminal, in my opinion, because you put everyone at risk. Even running from the cops, right? And now there's six cops chasing you down the street. They're running through cars. You know what I'm saying? People can get hit by a car. There's a million little things that are going on, and it's a very sensitive, heightened situation. So I don't know. At this point, we don't know. All I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going off the basis. We don't know shit. Let's assume everything went wrong. Saying,
here's what we did know. We know these cops chased him. We know they got him to the ground. Mm-hmm. They know he had a knife on him. He got arrested for like a switchblade.
Yeah,
a switchblade because he's a bad guy from the fucking 80s.
Hey, dude, let me get your ladies first.
Hey, well, they knew it wasn't a comb.
That would have been hilarious if they did all this. They
had a switch pick.
It was a fucking pick. That would have fucking ruined everybody's day. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I agree with all that
but
shit.
This,
that in the beginning,
it's like, hold on. It's not just simply a nonviolent criminal at this point. This is all a lot of stuff to consider. And I guess he had spinal surgery the week before.
No, that was a lie.
Is that a lie? Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
That was bullshit.
I'm trying to figure out like what the facts of this case are.
So shady, dude.
So here's the thing. In this case, I go, well, no, I don't know if people should be fucking shit up for this guy. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know. It's like,
this is what they're fucking shit up for. And this is where and Scobo pretty much hit on the nose. They're not fucking it up because...
Well, he does have a huge nose.
Fucking huge. An ass.
Now, how do you have the biggest ass and nose on the show and we have a black guy as the guest today?
Listen.
Nah, it's an honor and a privilege to have that.
But this is what he was saying. This is what I agree with Scopo on. Fuck the beginning, who he is, why they got him, why they stopped him. Fuck the ending of Howard, even him dying. The problem is that in their custody, he became worse at some point. And that's the problem. Your job at that point, it is to protect and serve. And in his in their custody, he's their fucking property at that moment. In a sense,
unless he attacks a guard or something like
he should have been cuffed and he should have been in the back and he shouldn't have got worse.
Like, I don't know. Maybe he did attack a guard. I don't know what the fuck happened.
He was in the back of a paddy wagon, but between the time frame of him getting arrested and getting out of the paddy wagon, however that fucking happened, he became a lot fucking worse. But that's all they know. That's the only fact that, like,
Let's say these cops fucked him up. They took him out of the car. Let's say they pulled over and they beat him with clubs, right? And they murdered this guy. I think these cops should go to fucking jail.
Well, they took him on a hard ride. That's what they used. That's what they called it.
Yeah, a rough ride. We talked about it on the Hammer Fisting podcast. Actually, we named it the podcast Rough Ride.
Which I've been in a couple of rough rides.
Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, it becomes like a thing where I go like, all right, let's say they did that. I think that, the cops should fucking go to jail. I just feel like there's an irresponsible thing that we do where there's just this notion where we go, well, yeah, cops are just murdering young, innocent black men every single day in America. And I just don't think that that's an
accurate they're not innocent. I'm sorry. Wrong podcast.
Made a good point.
Well, look, Anthony Cumia posted a fact, and we talked about on one of our shows. I don't want to say the word animal. No. No, he posted a number, and we talked about this number with Robbie Bernstein on this show a while ago, and this is updated because this is he's talking about last year's numbers. It was in 2014. Let me find this, okay? There were 630 deaths due to the police in the United States in 2014. Mm-hmm. There was 12.5 million arrests made. That's 0.00504% of arrests resulting in death. And then he wrote the word epidemic ? And I think that is an interesting point. And it's not so much, if somebody is fucking, anybody kills anybody, it is fucking ridiculous. That person, white, black, whoever they are, they should fucking go to jail. They should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But to have the media portray this as being, like, this is the biggest story in the world, this is everything, and you're fueling the fire, okay, by saying that there is this epidemic of young black people, and that's not even black deaths. 630 deaths is everybody's deaths. Yeah, blacks, everybody, white, Chinese, Puerto Rican, everybody. Okay, and there's a lot of Puerto Ricans in there. So to look at those numbers, it is literally the word we used when Robbie Bernstein was on the show, was a statistical error. It wouldn't even, survey, it wouldn't even come up. They wouldn't even count that number. So I just say, and out of those 630 deaths due to the police, how many of those 630 deaths were murder? And maybe a handful of them were the cops actually doing something?
Yeah, a lot of them could be shootings, they were shooting back at each other. Yeah.
Whatever it is. So that is my main thing that I have to kind of stand on and say, and it's not that it's not siding with cops, dude. Fuck that. I've been arrested fucking 15 times.
Jesus.
I've had guns pulled on me. Mm-hmm.
Lewis gets killed by the cops, it's going to be so much fun reading the blogs with his arrest record.
Yeah, of course.
He was a piece of shit. I don't know. He was pretty good.
You would look at my arrest record. Yeah.
He was a decent MC. Yeah.
Here's the difference. Anytime a cop has said, hey, you stop right there, I've stopped, okay?
Even now, when they're talking to somebody else, he just assumes it's him.
It's true. The truth is, maybe we do live in a police state. Maybe the war on drugs is creating this whole thing. Maybe all that's true. But it's meat and fucking potatoes. If the cops stop you, just fucking stop, dude. Don't run, man. I'm sorry, white or black, it doesn't matter. If you run and you're white, they're still going to chase you down and slam you to the fucking ground. I don't know where there's this notion that if you're white, you can just run from the cops and hit cops, and they're not going to fuck you up.
Oh, I've seen cops fuck that.
My
fuck
buddy
up a white guy.
My buddy James, who when he was 17, he came to the city for prom, and they had a bunch of weed and coke and alcohol on them. The cops came, found them. They didn't even arrest them. My buddy James was a smart ass, so the cop drilled him in the side of the head. Mm-hmm. They didn't even take their drugs. He was like, "Get the fuck out of the city. Get in your limo and leave." And they let them keep their fucking drugs, but he just punched the kid in the side of his fucking head. That cop's a piece of shit. But I'm just saying.
I did show him a lesson, though.
These racist, murderous cops that are out there, I don't think that that's a real epidemic in the world. And I think it's an irresponsible thing. You have people screaming in the face of cops that are just guys like you and I. Chris, you know cops, I'm sure.
Oh, I know cops.
I'm saying on a personal level, you have friends that have become cops, I'm sure.
No, I don't have a lot of friends that became
cops. You really aren't.
I really don't. Come on, Joe. I really don't. I don't. Not that I mean, I have friends became other shit, but not fucking cops. But, it's like The Departed. I don't know any cops. No, but this okay, I'm going to say this. I agree that it's not an epidemic due to race. I believe that it's an epidemic when it comes to harassment of most people who are poverty-stricken. And in that sense, that's the problem. In those areas where there's poverty and there's just
mostly an urban area.
That's what it comes down to. But in those areas, there are white, Black, Hispanic, there's a lot of different races there. And I don't think it's a black problem. I think that's where everybody's making a mistake at.
It's a lower class problem?
It's a very lower class problem.
Warfare, not race warfare.
Exactly. And yeah. I think that's where everybody's harping on the wrong words. Like, they need to stop killing young black people. They need to stop harassing every fucking body and just overstepping their boundaries. I think that's the epidemic of harassment. It's not killing.
I think there's a... Look, killing here, I'll be honest. I do think it's more of a problem with... they do harass black people more than they do.
But this statistically, truth. It can't be an epidemic.
I don't have a problem even for rallying against that. Like, I completely agree with that. I talked about this on Kumia's show a while ago, and I don't want to keep on reiterating old points, but there was another video that came out where they were going over just kind of the facts and the numbers about being a black person. You're 50% more likely to get pulled over. You're 50% more likely to be, or whatever the percentage was, more likely to be arrested for a nonviolent crime. There's all of these things that it's really the truth. And I think that that's a problem. You look at those numbers and you say that I think that's a genuine problem. And I think that that should be rallied against. I just don't feel as if infringing on other people's rights and hurting other people and destroying other people's property that have nothing to do with it. Me and Beatrice argue all the time, all right? Because she, and I don't mean to, if I call her bleeding heart liberal, she'll flip the fuck out of me, all right? But like, we have this, she's fighting this fight for minorities, right? And I'm like, okay, so you're fighting this fight for this person that grew up poor, grew up on welfare, experienced a lot of personal violence in their life, was exposed to drugs at an early age.
Are we still talking about your relationship? Or? Well,
let me make this point. You're fighting this fight for
being her liberal pussy.
For these people that, these people that have experienced hardships, that didn't have any money. I'm like, Beatrice, you're describing my life. You're describing who I was as a person who's experienced racism. I've been called the fucking nigger by... literally everybody in my... I lived in a white trash neighborhood. These kids used to throw rocks on my head and call me a nigger for like 2 years of my life, okay? I've lived it. Don't come at me, white liberals, and tell me that I need to chill the fuck out about fucking not understanding the plight of the fucking black man. Go fuck yourself.
I came from a cave.
Dude,
if we could only go back in time and teach those kids the word spick.
That's what I'm angry about. They didn't even have you classified right.
They didn't have me classified right. But not only that.
From the depths.
For my own family, I grew up in a household that was Italian-Irish. My dad was Puerto Rican. My dad was murdered when I was a kid. It was an Italian-Irish household in a white trash neighborhood. Dude, I have experienced racism fucking. I'm talking about from my own dinner table outward to the people that were in my neighborhood. Don't tell me fucking about racism. I don't have an excuse to go and destroy other people's property because I've experienced those things. And I guarantee you, because this is what we got into an argument about. There was this chick who wrote a blog. I want to know who fucking posted it because she was half black and she said, you know, she had a conversation. She was like, you know, when these things come up, I have to, you know, choose my black side over my white side. Even though I grew up in a very affluent neighborhood, I grew up, you know, going to ballet class and playing piano. And I was like, fuck you, bitch.
That's what honestly.
I didn't have that affluent lifestyle. I didn't grow up.
That's what my chick's half black, half white. And
of course.
I tell her, she goes, yeah, I'm more white.
Yes.
I grew up in a very.
More black than her.
Yeah.
She doesn't get to claim the N word. She doesn't get to claim the N word. If you fucking have piano lessons, bitch, you don't
hold
get
on.
To claim.
People claiming those is what got us into trouble hundreds of years ago.
This is insanity to me. How can anybody call me fucking racist? That's bananas.
I mean.
There's a pile of bananas, Chris. Here. We bought them for you as a gift.
Thank you. I'm allergic, but thank you. No, real shit. It's fucked up, man. Like people sit there and they scream all this. And this one, okay, I was screaming in a room with like three other white guys on Artie Lang's podcast. It was me and all white people, right? And I'm sitting there arguing. They're like, well, they don't have the
what,
right.
What, did you get their drink order
can't
wrong?
Be angry. and I brought back too many iced teas. Now, that's what, no, but fucking.
Here's your mint julep, Mr. Lang.
A mint julep. That's fucking hilarious.
Fucking spider. Fucking muttering motherfucker, you fucking spider.
They're sitting there and they're telling me how that the black people need to relax and they shouldn't be angry. And it's funny because you hit one key point. You understand that feeling of being broke and poor and impoverished and sitting there and every day being treated like a piece of shit,
yeah,
and didn't realize you have to get over it every day. They couldn't comprehend. I wasn't saying that they were right or wrong. I'm saying that these people, these fucking kids, because most of them are the kids doing all the rioting. I said, they still haven't learned how to cope with the fact that you have to move on.
Yeah.
You got the shit kicked out of you growing up. And I told them, like, you're fucking 12 years old, waking up, making decisions like, okay, am I going to eat these two eggs for breakfast or dinner? And then you say, well, and I got to make sure I lock the door to keep my crackhead uncle out. And I got to make sure that fucking my uncle ate because, I mean, my aunt ate because she's sick on the couch.
Yeah. And by the way, like, and then you have everyone in your family kind of idolizing hip-hop culture and idolizing people that are selling drugs and slinging crack and having guns. And the whole culture is kind of pushing you in that direction. And you have to fight against that, which I think white people in general cannot even wrap
they
their
can't
they
comprehend.
Can't
they
however,
can't comprehend.
It's still meat and potatoes, dude. The way I look at it, you know, I always bring up the, you know, playing your cards. You're dealt cards in life, dude, and sometimes you fucking get the 2-7 off suit. Sometimes it sucks, but you can still fucking win the game.
And you fight. And you fight. That's what I did. I'm fucked up.
Liberals try to reshuffle the deck constantly, and what you have to understand is you can't reshuffle the deck. Yeah. Not everyone's going to have the same cards. It's impossible to give everyone the same cards. So you can teach people to play their cards, or you can sit there and give people a crutch to be fucking assholes.
Which is fucking worse.
You can't
worse.
Let these fucking kids who are destroying property. Look, when I was a kid, when I was 18, 19, I did some pretty fucked up shit. If a lot of the shit that I did, I got caught for, I would have went to fucking jail. You know, I was stealing a lot. I was going in a bad direction. If I didn't move to the city and start promoting comedy clubs, comedy really saved my life, dude. Because I started making
everybody clap for that. That's nice.
It's
there.
Very
That's
true.
Good
it really
to
did.
Hear that. That's the
not my act. My act is maybe going to be the reason I fucking swallow a bottle of aspirin.
Yeah.
But selling comedy club tickets saved my life.
Should go back to it.
So I can't blame if all of my friends at 18, okay, this is the truth. Me personally, if all my friends at 18, where I was at, where I was trying, the ways I was trying to make money and hustling, we're like, hey, dude, we're going to go and fucking break into that CVS because everyone's looting and everyone's getting away with it, dude. Would an 18-year-old me maybe have done it? Maybe,
dude. I've been in the middle of fucking riots. The looting didn't start yet.
You were climbing the Empire State Building. Dude. There was helicopters flying around you, trying to shoot you down with missiles.
Helicopters down. And next thing you know, I'm inside of a Dwayne Reed taking what I want.
No, I'm taking the N-word back,
dude. I've been in the middle of riots, and it's funny because when you're in the middle of a riot, at first,
what
you
riot
want,
were you at?
It was a few, like in Philly, small ones. Like
what was the deal, Roy?
One was like a fight. It was
the Phillies
two
lost
different
the World Series.
No, I was there that one, but that wasn't really a riot. That was a lot of
that
fun.
That was more white people.
That was a lot of titties got flashed, and I was instigating a lot of titty flashing. But I was in that though. But fucking one of the riots was like high school. Two rival fucking neighborhoods was fighting each other, and it just exploded into like a lot of fights and a small riot. And when you're walking in the middle of a riot, I don't know if you have ever been in a riot. It's a different culture inside a riot.
When
going
I was
on.
17, I saw Quiet Riot at the Garden. Is it the same thing?
No, not quite. Not okay. quite. But dude, you're in the middle of it. You don't want to feel like an ad. Like at first, you're like, man, we got to calm down. We got to stay. Next thing you know, you end up carrying a TV. Like, how the fuck did I end up here? Because that riot spirit get inside of you, and there's so many fucking
things. New 30-inch flat screen, now.
Dude, nice. I mean, mom, look, it is what it is.
I mean, let he who was without sin cast the first stone. You know, I mean, come on, man. When you were 18, think back. If you
at 15, my 15-year-old,
you know what fucking yeah, dude? Because a lot of I don't even think they're 18-year-olds. That's a better point.
Yeah, that's
too.
What I'm saying. They're 15 or 16, and they got energy, and they hopped up on these fucking energy.
And by the way, I'm not condoning it.
Yeah,
I really mean
either.
If they
I understand.
If you got a shotgun and one of these motherfuckers come in your house, put a hole in their chest. I really mean that. I'm just saying I get it.
Use it. Cause
Scuffo. We're on video.
I know, but
what are you doing?
This fucking volume's crazy in my head. I gotta test and turn it down.
Okay, but. Jesus, can you do that before? Can you? We're a half an hour into the show.
Because you guys are screaming at each other and it's killing my fucking ears.
He can't
drums.
Help, dude. He's getting into riot mode right now.
Listen. Goddamn white ears. I'm getting pissed off.
Yeah, all right, well, we're stopping the show for it. Give me a little fucking, turn me down just a smidge too. Like 25% turn me down. Jesus.
I don't, I'm
Colin's got a very loud voice. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So look, dude, let me fucking, dude, look, I don't know, man. I when I say I'm in the middle on this thing, I just really mean that there's so few facts that we really know.
Yeah, it's, most of it is bullshit. You don't get the real facts.
You know, I want look, I'll say the same thing about anything. Anytime somebody dies at the hands of somebody else, okay? Anytime, and they're not armed,
there should be accountability.
There should be, forget just accountability, because I'm not saying that there, you know, the accountability could fall on the person that died, right? But it should be examined. It should be examined in a court of law, especially if it's government-appointed employees. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless this was like, you have on camera, this guy's attacking this fucking guy. He punched him and he fell, you know, he fell down. It was self-defense. Unless you have it as that clear a day. And even then, I think you should really examine it a little bit more. Somebody's life is lost. It is, I mean, it is such a fucking big deal. And I think that is, you know, we had a huge argument with Nick Turner on Legion of Skanks the other night. And I think the point that he was trying to make was that we, you know, we're caring so much about the property that is destroyed, and we're not really caring about somebody's life that is lost completely. And I understand that sentiment, you know. I do care about the person's life that's lost.
I don't think the rioters
but
care that
much. But here's
they
the
do.
Thing.
They do more than you think, man.
That's the spark to well, get everything started.
We can get, I agree with what Scopo's saying.
I'm going to say this, and this is from point of view of, and this is, fuck that.
Hold on. Do you want me to put a beat underneath it?
You can if you want. Do you got so many fucked up stories.
I know they care about the guy. That was the fucking spark they needed to go and I want to fuck shit up.
Let
now.
Me tell you something, man. What happens in your mind when somebody, even if I barely knew the dude, right? Which, and this is what happened to me from afar, like in Philadelphia, being from Philadelphia and Baltimore and Philadelphia, that those areas are pretty much exactly the same, right? Where I grew up and how that shit grew. And when he died, what happened was, in my brain, all the people I knew that I know got killed in general for bullshit, it just started running through my fucking head, dude. I was out of it for like 2 or 3 days because it's like I'm getting so angry because like the cops are getting away with more goofy shit. And it's like all I know growing up is the cops do what they want. We sit there. We take it. And when you become an adult and this shit starts happening and it's not going away and it's like, then the story
but
comes,
you don't think that we're
hurts,
moving.
Dude.
You don't think that we're moving in the right direction. I feel like as we're a moving. Culture. Like that's the thing. If you put it on a chart and you looked at police violence towards minorities and black people, I mean,
it's going more reported, but it's not going down.
It's definitely going down. It's definitely going down. Even just inherently because we have cell phones now, it just can't happen.
There's
as much.
No, it's
just
it's,
in general. I'm just
the
saying
harassment
the culture,
still there,
racism,
up.
Racism in general. Here's it's not gone. It's not gone.
It's trimming down. I can't argue with that.
But it's slowly but surely like. Every time, you know, there's just more. You just see it more and more. There's more interracial couples. There's more.
I think with every generation,
yeah,
it's going like to get it slowly gets weeded out,
and it'll never be gone, dude. Hate and ignorance is always going
to
fucking be there.
This is what I was saying to somebody. Fucking like it's the problem is that everybody's fucking like I said with the cops, they're doing their goofy shit, and everybody's it's like you said, it's getting better. It's getting fucking better, but it's just everybody needs to fucking. Oh fuck, I lost my point because you were saying some shit.
Yeah, dude. Maybe you should go back to school. I think that's the real problem. The education of the black community.
I'm not learning this shit, dude. No, all right. No, that's what I was saying. How about how basically the fucking neighborhoods are just fucked up and everybody's sad. Like I was going back to what he was saying. Fucking everybody's sad because we don't trust the cops anymore. We want to. We really want to. Do you understand? In the community, like you said, when you grew up. Do you know how bad I wanted to just run and tell the cops, but I couldn't trust them.
Couldn't be a snitch, bro.
Nah, I don't give a fuck about snitching. Well, like, I grew out of that shit real fast. When I was like, oh, it's either go to jail, or it's a gun in the car. Oh, no, that's not my car. I don't know.
That's Tyrone's car.
I remember one time I got pulled over.
225 West 78th Street.
I got pulled over one of my fucking cousins, right? And when we got pulled over, he was just acting a little shady. Cop was like, license and registration. I was sitting on the passenger. He was like, reach in the glove box. I was like, I ain't touching shit in this car. This is my car. And he didn't argue. He was like, yeah, man, this is my mom's car. He's like, well, you reach. Come to find out it was a gun in the car and all this shit. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't disagree with the cops doing your job, but just realize, like, we don't trust you. You lost our trust in the inner city because you fucked up. You kill. But hold on, you did kill a few people. I think.
But here's the thing. I think that that's what you're talking about. That distrust is the irresponsibility that I'm talking about on the media, because there shouldn't be that. I really do believe this. Okay. First of all, in cities, especially. I mean, I don't know how many of the police force are black, but I'd say a very large. I'd say the majority of all police officers in New York City are not white.
That's New York. Philly.
Hold on, I'm just talking about
Philly. Is different. Philly is a lot different.
I don't know the numbers.
You know what I mean? In Baltimore, a lot different for some reason.
I would say New York is a higher African American, Spanish, black, but I don't know. I think it's
But it's not high.
Yeah.
It's not high. It's not. But then that to the side, remember what I said to you? For me, it's not white or black. This has always been about police harassment. I get harassed by, I've been harassed by black cops,
but my point
worse
is this.
Than white cops.
My point is this. I'd say, and I know a handful of cops, okay? I grew up with a few friends whose dads were cops. I would say 99.9% of the police force, or I'd say 99%, I don't know, whatever the percentage is, they're just dudes like you and I that are trying 90, to go to work.
A hard 90%
you think
of good.
Hold on, you think one out of every 10 cops.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit.
Are going to be not even just be a piece of shit. Yeah, I'd say more than one out of 10 are a piece of shit. I think 25% of the people in the world are pieces of shit. So that's including cops. Like 25% of librarians, 25% of comedians.
Your numbers are pretty high. You just don't like people.
But I don't think people are good in general. I'm not fucking Anne Frank. Get the fuck out of here, all right?
People aren't good in general.
Yeah, you couldn't write a whole diary.
Listen to me. I really think that. But you think that 10%, one out of every 10 cops are such pieces of shit that they would go above the law.
Yes.
Or they would break the law in order to fuck over a criminal or an innocent person.
Yes.
No.
To protect themselves. I think they would go above the law to protect themselves.
Yeah, but I think 100% of cops would go above the law.
Fucking somebody over.
How much over the law, though? Are they planting drugs? Dude, is that what you're trying to say? Like that shit?
Dude, they don't give a fuck about you. They just create stories. I remember one time I was sitting outside my friends. I'm like 17 at the time. Cop tried to frisk us for no reason. We were sitting on my friend's step, not even on the corner. They just walked and was like, oh, we want to frisk everybody. We said, no.
I'm
in front of a house.
You just told me a story about you were in a car with a guy with a gun.
Well, that is a different group.
But I know, but look, I'm not saying that that's not a problem, but it's not like it's no reason.
This was no reason because not only did, when he tried to frisk us, we say, look, this is our house. We can sit on the steps. His mom leaned out the window and said, they are good. This is my house. Like, leave them alone. And the cops like, no, we're going to frisk them. And it was one of the things where that turned into like 15 cop cars. Well, it was after I pushed the cop though because he tried to grab me. The cop tried to grab me, and I was sitting on the step. He tried to fucking.
You have anything on you?
I didn't have.
How old are you now?
I'm 28 now.
You're married?
I'm married.
Do you have kids?
No kids.
Okay.
No kids.
You're an adult now. You look back.
I was completely right. The cop was completely
wrong. You couldn't have done anything differently that would have avoided.
No, let me tell you.
Hold on. Let me ask you. That would have avoided 15 cop cars being there that day. There's nothing in the world you could have done differently. The cop could have been a dick, right? Yes, the cop was a dick, and I've had dick cops. I'm not denying that there are cops that are going to go in and abuse their power. I think once you're in a position of power in general, I run a couple podcasts. You see the way I talk to these guys? It's ridiculous. All right. If you have some power,
give this guy a gun.
It's an entire. You give me a gun never, and permission never. To put a bullet in one of these motherfuckers. Yeah, dude, run! I dare you.
My ass
run,
would have been bitch. Shot 7 times already.
So, and you wouldn't have felt it.
But I mean, it's an intoxicating thing when you have power. I'm not saying that cops are that one out of every 10 cops aren't dicks and aren't going to abuse their power. I'm saying one out of 10 cops are going to fucking go and put somebody in jail and wrongfully accuse them of a crime.
They were trying to. One of my other friends they couldn't get me. Because what happened, basically, the cop tried to grab me. I was sitting down, and the cop tried to just grab me and pull me up. And I used to play football. So my first instinct, when you put your hands, offensive lineman and defense, I slapped his hands down, and I just pushed him back, sitting. So his pride got hurt, because he flew back, hit the car. Now, and he put on his gloves like, no, and everybody's looking at him like, dude, he didn't do anything wrong. You're trying to harass these kids, and they're standing up for their own rights. I said, look, if you want to see our IDs, you want to check whatever, you're not frisking us. We did nothing wrong. We were going to give him an ID, but then he was like, I want IDs. I'm putting everybody in the, and it was like, he tried to arrest one of my friends. Everybody had to come. The whole neighborhood was outside.
I'm with you. That guy fucking.
He was a dick.
He's a dick.
The guy sucked. However, you're telling me the story. I'm listening to it. You go like, yeah, dude, he tried to get you up to frisk you. You slapped his hands and you pushed him. I mean, at that point, dude,
you could have went to jail.
You could have went to fucking jail. No, dude.
It's fuck. You know what the problem is? Yeah, even his own partner looked at him like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
You have.
It was one of the things where he was violating my space and my rights.
Not
also,
the right way to handle it, dude. Look.
We have rights as fucking civilians walking around. Dude, you can't just decide that. Look, it's today is the day where I'm grabbing on this motherfucker, and it's like, at that age,
I agree
too,
that it needs
17.
To change, dude. I agree that it needs to change, but you can't listen to me. To send the message to young kids, if a cop
puts
your hands on you and frisks you,
to go and push them away.
I mean, you're going to end up fucking in cuffs. And in a really bad situation, if you really fight, dude, you could end up fucking dead. Yeah. And that's white, black, whoever. I'll tell you, it's not going to end up anywhere good. I've said this. I said this today on the show. I've been at the other end of it a million times. And anytime a cop says, "Hey, dude, you're doing something illegal," I fucking got you. My hands go in the air. Even when I'm not doing something illegal, I have a dozen stories where a cop just came up and was a dick and said, "Move along." And I watch it happen all the time now because now everyone has cell phone cameras. So you watch the YouTube videos. People pull out the cameras and they go, "I'm not moving. I'm not doing nothing." The cop says, "Move or I'm going to put you in jail." "Put me in jail for what?" Okay, well, I'm going to now
I got to create some shit.
Now you're going to get, I bet you I will find something. I actually had a cop specifically say that to me. One time they pulled me over. Yeah. I had a paintball gun. Somebody saw me put the paintball gun in my trunk. Bring it down to my car, put it in my trunk. The cop pulls me over for the paintball gun. They're like, "Oh, you got a gun in the trunk." I was like, "No, it's a paintball gun." They go in, they say, "Oh, all right, cool. It's not illegal to have a paintball gun." Yeah. That's that. They're like, the cop was just a dick. There was like five of them. They all pulled, because they thought it was a gun. So they all started showing up. So I was like, "All right, can I go?" They're like, "No, we'll find something." And they just went around my car. The dice in the mirror, they gave me a ticket for. I like fucking.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude, they give me
you
like.
You have dice in your mirror?
Driving while Puerto Rican.
You deserved every bit of this. You deserved every. I hope they hit
they
you.
They taking him for the horn that played La Cucaracha.
What the fuck are you?
It was going with his Deuce 7 off suit.
Can you please take this decal off your fucking back window? Who the fuck is Jesus or Jesus? I don't give a fuck.
This is a citation for playing Gasolina too loud.
Take this goddamn Selena soundtrack out, or else I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you. You had that coming. The goddamn dice in the mirror. You don't gotta finish the story. You're a piece of shit.
Amazing.
He got his mother's ashes in the glove compartment.
You didn't think the dice in the mirror were going to get any attention?
Wow. I did deserve it.
Yeah.
I did deserve it. But the cop was a cunt, and they found shit wrong with the car. And yeah, dude, that cop was a piece of shit. But did he find shit really wrong with my car? Yeah. Was it actually an obstruction of the view? Yeah. So all I can do is say, all right, fuck it. That cop was a cunt. He could have let me go, and he didn't, you know? It's just there's a way to handle these things, you know?
I mean, like I said, at 17, in that moment, with all the details involved, I'm not going to say I did anything wrong, because I think I'm probably too stubborn to say that. But would I advise anybody else to do that? Fuck no. Like, even my own friends who were standing there, I was like, "Look, dude, if they fucking just let them frisk you," but I'm not letting them frisk me. Like, it was on some real, I was like, I guess my testosterone was just flaring up that day, and I was like, "Fuck that. You're not going to violate my rights as a man. I'm 17. You know, I'm just starting to get pussy. I've been getting pussy for a whole year. I'm fucking like, you're not going to touch me. You know what I mean? Fuck out of here, you know?
All right, look, dude, I want to switch gears for a minute.
Fuzzy dice. Now, I don't have any, but do you know a guy? I got a car.
Fucking, dude, did you guys see this story? Dude, it's fucking this, Zach, you're a gamer, right? You play games?
I follow the culture enough, yeah.
Okay.
I can talk about it.
You're a gamer. I feel like you're a gamer.
Barely. Like WWE 13 still. That's
it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm not a gamer at all, but I think this story is fucking hilarious. I posted it on Facebook yesterday. Apparently, there's things called mods. Okay, video games, what they do is they modify certain features of games. Mm-hmm. And what they started doing in games like Grand Theft Auto and a handful of other games is they start modifying it. When you're playing online with them, they freeze your character and they rape you.
Oh, this is dope.
Yeah. So, there's this... Dude,
that's funny as fuck, dude. Yeah, they rape you.
They rape you. So, I'm on this fucking... There's a legitimate news story... I guess it was on World Star Hip Hop. Let me fucking pull this up.
Oh, that's great.
Modifying characters is actually a common thing, but these cases are extreme. These hackers, they're taking control of games being played online, and they're staging these violent attacks. And the scenes are so disturbing, we had to blur the images.
online, they can take your character,
look at this fucking,
lock them in place, she's
kinda,
have made
she's
their
cute.
Character
yeah,
pantsless, cute. And then can simulate sexual assault with your character, and you are helpless to stop it.
The so you gotta watch yourself get raped? That's hilarious.
Oh. And you can't do anything.
But this is virtual rape. Hackers
are writing codes and
video games. What are they
like
swinging?
Zombie Apocalypse and Grand Theft Auto. The vile scenes are then posted to YouTube.
It's horrible and should not be allowed anywhere.
Oh. Like, of course it's some bitch with glasses.
The way she's talking is annoying me.
Fucking blogger goggles.
Blogger tells me in some she's already a blogger.
These hackers, also known as modders for modifying the game, will talk to victims on their headsets.
Also known as heroes.
I love that. I love that.
You're getting raped.
You can hear a person on the other end saying these things directly to you, and they're saying them directly to you. That's
well, that's a little creepy.
Level of but, harassment.
Really. Shut up, bitch. It's a game. Turn it off.
Known for their violence. Yeah, hit the restart button.
What? All right, so. Knives and guns, but by the way, a non-modded version of this game, they can murder you. So
that's the funny part. It's a game about murdering people and raping and getting murder. Prostitutes. Yeah. I mean, these games they're violent, vile games.
Did they create the mile where you could pillage?
Somehow, feminist culture can still bleed into something like that. Be like, no, this isn't a game where if you are sensitive or you're worried about violence and triggers, you should be even fucking playing in general.
Women ruining fun. That's what this is. I feel like this is women ruining fun. It's like when I sent my, you know the clip with the guy saying, these nuts, ha, got him. You know that clip, right? I sent it to my fucking wife. You don't know that clip?
I don't know the clip, no.
It's a clip of some dude. He's a little slow. But he's on the phone with some guy. He's like, did call you? Like, what do you say? These nuts, got him. And he just laughs hysterically, right? It's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
And I sent it to my wife. And everybody's been laughing about this. And she was like, I don't get it. And I was like, "This is what's happening here.
Yeah.
This is just fun.
Divorce
this
papers.
Is just fun.
Well, I don't understand like why we like we always have to look for a problem in everything. Like,
rape.
It's as old as fucking. It's one of the oldest sayings that we have. It's like
rape
the
them on a game.
rape those bitches in game world. You don't know that saying?
That's what my dad told me.
No, I mean, the glass is half full, the glass is half empty. Why is it that the left side and feminists and liberal culture is always just looking for the negative? Always looking for some angle to figure out something to have a fucking problem with. But like, yeah, obviously, it's fucking, nobody thinks rape is cool. Nobody thinks rape is a good thing. Rape is a vile.
Speak for yourself.
Chris Cotton Mike. But nobody in the world, even rapists don't think it's a good thing. Nobody's proud of fucking rape unless you're a fucking real sociopath, okay? So it's a vile, horrible thing. You should be put in prison for the rest of your life. I would even debate.
I'm still not convinced that the check marks on your wrist are not for rape convictions. listen, Johnny 23.
Yeah, it's just getting caught. I didn't say that.
No, but I mean, the truth is, like, I genuinely really believe that, but it's like, come on, if you're looking for the triggers in everything in life, you're going to find them. You are going to find them if you watch a movie.
Jesus, one's right. Oh, trigger. Sorry.
Somebody's going to get raped in game mode today. Do you want to play some games?
But it's like, dude, if this is what you're spending your time getting upset about in the fucking
you
world,
really need a better
life. One of the first games ever, you ever heard of Custer's Revenge? It was like an Atari game.
No.
Where you were a cowboy who raped Indians.
Wow.
And sounds it was like just fun. Him with his dick out, like jerking off onto like
it was
little
the 80s though.
Polygon.
It was cool.
What? You're bullshit.
I swear to what's one of the first games of Custer's Revenge.
Did you see the Bud Light article? They said
they rape people by
no
nah,
the up for whatever, and it goes
something about
there's no way
oh
you'll
my God.
Say no. There's no way you'll say no in a Bud Light up for whatever.
You're raping an Indian in Custer's Revenge.
What? It's like one of the first games.
Oh my gosh, they really are. You are raping a fat booty Indian.
She had a fat booty? Yeah, for an idiot.
That's
shit.
A fat booty Indian right there.
That's a Dominican.
Yeah.
A pigeon just landed on her head.
He's really raping a fucking...
Go back to that. Go back
scariest
to that.
Shit I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, look at this, man.
What is wrong with people? Now, hold on, you know what's funny? Earlier, we talked about doing it in these nice-looking games. Like, oh, that's good. But this is just bad. This is just not good.
No, I saw her just put a hand to the mouth. Like that.
Yeah. You got a nice lube.
Look, here's the thing. I could see like them having if they put in the game, okay, you know, a feature was that you were going to fucking rape a chick.
If it was a storyline in the game,
I would understand.
Weird.
But even then, I would say just don't buy the game. Yeah. I don't know. Like, here's the thing. I mean, it depends on where your standards are
the game
on art.
Rape Nation.
I consider stand up comedy art. I consider a video game. Whoever's making that game and programming that game, they're an artist in their own right. Like it's so much goes into that, and it's such a like it is crazy to me what a fucking video game is. You know. So if you consider that art. I mean, why wouldn't you be able to explore a topic like rape or murder or whatever else? I don't understand. Like, I don't think any topic really should be off limits. You have a right as a consumer to not purchase that. You're not putting it in people's face. You're not saying you have to do this. You know, it's, you don't have to come to a fucking comedy club. You don't have to watch this movie. If rape and something like that really triggers you that much, okay, where it's like, shit, dude, you know, I was sexually assaulted. It brings back these feelings. Dude, that fucking blows. Go into therapy, but don't go into a comedy club. Don't go and see a rated R movie where there's going to be a rape scene. That should be something that you should be very conscious of. Not everybody else in the world needs to alter the way they look at the world and the way they want to explore dark topics just because it's going to trigger things for you. Once again, you can't reshuffle the deck for everybody in the fucking world.
Well, plus because it's a mod. So like these people getting mad at the game for someone completely unrelated who made a mod. Well, no, it's like getting mad at a comic for what their Twitter followers say.
They went
to
the cops. This is in Toronto. This is Canadian, right? Yeah. They go to the cops. They interview the cops and this is like, well, is this, you know, violating any sort of crime? They're like, oh, we're in the middle of an ongoing investigation.
No, they're just wasting cop. Well, Toronto ain't got much to do, but either way, they're wasting fucking good copping time.
Yeah.
Like, that's
cops could be
dumb.
Out fucking frisking the Chris Cottons of Toronto.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's go harass somebody else. Like, fuck that. Like, that's annoying. It's some kids. I'm gonna be honest. If I was a gamer like that and I was online and somebody started to rape me, I would laugh.
Oh my god! I would fucking I would make a Vine video out of it.
It's funny. Yeah, it would be annoying because now you're ruining my game. After a while, if I keep getting raped, I'm like, they keep raping me. They keep goddamn raping me. I just want to play the game. But aside from that, it is funny.
It's hilarious.
It's fucking hilarious.
If you don't think that's funny,
can we put Chris screaming "They keep raping me" in the intro to the show?
I can say it again.
This is the real ass podcast. They keep raping.
I mean, it's legitimately funny. And the truth is, like, if you're 52 minutes into our podcast right now, you're probably not offended by any of this stuff. That's just the truth right now. But the fact that they would even there are feminists going to cops saying that somebody should be arrested.
They're not feminists, dude. I'm sorry. I can't give them the tag of feminist. Even though they call themselves, they're not fucking feminists. Real feminists don't. They have bigger fish to fry, literally. Most feminists. Women.
Wait, hold on. Do you know what the word literally means?
Literally.
Are there feminists actually frying large fish
they
somewhere?
Should be. They should be if they're doing it right.
What do
you think? Do you know what a feminist. Do you know what I hate about this new age of feminists? Like, they don't understand what the term really means. Feminism has nothing to do with you just being like, I'm a woman and you're going to listen to me and I'm gonna put these men in their place. That's not feminism. Feminism is being proud of being a woman and just doing womanly things, but same token, not saying, well, I'm not pigeonholed to just being a housewife. I'm a woman and I'm a strong woman. Not that I'm a woman and I ain't gonna take it from no man. That's not the same as being that's you being a cunt. That's being a cunt. Being a feminist is being a proud woman. Like my mom technically was a feminist. She was a housewife. You know what I mean? Until she became sick, she was a housewife and she enjoyed it. There are a lot of housewives and moms who sit in the house, do laundry all day, who work fucking hard as shit. They're feminists. Because they're standing up for the right to do it. But
well,
there also are ones
I said
work
this
at,
last week on at the fucking podcast with Gavin McGinnis and B got mad about this. It's like, well, that's, I think, my issue. A lot of the really hardcore, super, what do they call them? Feminazis.
Yeah.
I think they have this instinct to or they have
you
this.
Throw them in? Do you think it's more attention? They want attention?
They have this thing in them where they want to, like, almost fight the instincts of women to be women, you know? Yeah. Well, it's not a bad thing for a woman to want to raise kids or to be a housewife or to you know, be the head of a household and to cook and clean. Mm. If that's what a woman wants to do, and women's instincts, to be a mother, that's a really, really strong instinct in a woman.
That shit is hard.
There's this weird thing where you say, well, no, you can't. You have to go back to work. You have to provide for yourself. You have to, you know, you have to be the strong woman with a job and a 9-to-5. And it's like, I feel like there's a culture of telling women to go against her instinct to be a mother.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a bad thing, too. I think it should just... I don't think it's a bad thing if a woman wants to have a career at all.
You do you, boo.
That's it.
You do you.
You do you, but don't but do don't you, look boo-boo. Down on women for wanting to.
Exactly.
There really is a culture of, like, you know, if you're just a housewife, like, ugh.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know if these, and it's funny because those same women who work those 9-to-5 jobs and they might make $1 million deals, they look down on those housewives, they couldn't do that shit for a week. That shit drives them. Like, dude, I respect that shit. Like, my dad had to play that both roles shit because my mom got sick, so he had to be like the fucking.
Bisexual?
Yeah, a little bit. He was Kris Jenner. I mean, Bruce Jenner. But my dad had to do both. And that shit is hard. He had to come home and give a fuck about the stuff we was talking about as kids. He had to walk in the house like, hey, so how was your day? And
at the time, it's funny because that's not how it was. Like the traditional role, the father was go to work, not really give a shit. You come home, the kids are sleeping already. It's so different now because it's like, I mean, I'm really that role for my son. Like I'm with my kid fucking all day.
Dope.
I'm doing all the mom shit, you know? Like I don't have a day job. So to call
his nipples are killing him.
That was good.
But it really is like the traditional role of a father, you know, it was to kind of be hard and to not really have kind of that softer side. Mm-hmm. I could not even imagine. Like I held my son, I fucking turned into a mush, you know?
I grew up that way where my dad, until about 8, 9 years old, he came home about 8 o'clock and I barely ever saw him.
Yeah.
And it was just basically my mom brought me up.
People didn't even know their fathers. People didn't know their fathers, so they become adults. Like, B didn't really know her father as a person until she
was. That explains a lot. But
my dad got a different job and his hours changed, and that's when I started to get to know him more.
Yeah.
And I say, to be honest with you, for any parent, you should try to get to know your kids and all that. And I don't feel like men should be like, I'm such a man that I'm not fucking knowing my kid. Nah, I feel like everybody should. Fuck that gender role shit that much. To a certain extent, yeah, you're a man, do whatever the fuck you believe a man should do. As a woman, you do what a woman should do. But at the same token, don't hold it down to the point where it's like, well, I'm a feminist, I ain't doing no goddamn, calm the fuck down,
well, that's why I think
down,
true
bitch.
Feminism is that.
I do the dishes. I like doing the dishes.
I hate doing the dishes.
I love doing
the dishes. But I think true feminism is you want to be fucking, like, genuine equals. And I think in that case that I'm a legitimate true feminist. I believe that women and men should have the exact same equal opportunities.
Yeah.
I just think it's like, it's really about, my philosophy is, stop bitching about the shit you can't really change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, play the fucking cards. It always boils back down to playing your fucking cards.
You know the part that's really annoying is women want to fight for equal shit, right?
Okay.
But I agree that they should have equal everything. But you have to do the equal work. You have to do the equal everything. Don't bitch and moan, because if you're a bitch doing construction, I love it when you see the bitch construction running the jackhammer. I'm like, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. You're not bitching and moaning. You're working. I don't see you as a chick. I see you as a fucking the person on the jackhammer right now. Don't bitch as a woman on the other
and
side.
Then he knocks her out and steals the jackhammer and sells it down the street.
That's exactly what happened. This nigga got a soft one on today. That's what I said. I fucking take it.
But yo, motherfucker, you need a jackhammer?
Did I rape him with it right in my I rape him right in the street. But like, that's what I feel like don't bitch and moan as a woman, and then when you get an opportunity, you show up like, I can't do it. Like, yeah, it's not that I don't believe in you, but I just know that your body isn't built to do this work. You know what I mean? But if you can get yourself to the level where you can do what the fuck I'm doing, do it. I would love the help. But I don't have time to fucking.
It's funny you say that, because you go like, oh, well, it sounds like a very sexist thing to
it's
say.
It's not.
Like, oh, women shouldn't be a fucking firefighter, or women shouldn't be a cop. But like, all right, well, look, there's going to be a situation now where you're a female cop and there's a big fucking dude that has a hatchet or something, and you got to wrestle this dude to the fucking ground and you can't get the job done. The same way that I should.
You just shoot him in the back when he runs away.
I shouldn't be a ballet dancer. I don't have the fucking body type. I don't have the physical characteristics of that person. I can't do that job. And there's no movement to go, oh, come on, dude, make him a ballet dancer. It's like, no, I just shouldn't fucking be that, you know? I'm not saying women shouldn't be cops, but in reality, no. On the streets, Adriana Palucci has one of the best fucking jokes about
female,
that.
The two females, yeah.
She
was
like, if two female cops showed up, she could be like, well, I could have just handled this.
Yeah.
It's a great bit. All right, we're going to get out of here in a minute.
She just looked at her body in the mirror. It was like, I should do a joke about female cops.
Listen, we're going to get out of here. Next week, I'm really excited about our guest. I don't know if we're going to use her real name on this, but she's a friend of mine, and she's a transgendered person. And you've met her before. We hung out before, I think. Were you not there that night? We went to go out to UFC.
You told me you ate that chick butt.
You know the girl's butt you ate?
I mean,
remember you told me she had a huge clit and you were fucking sure.
I was like, what was that, dude? Come on.
No, she's super cool. She's a transgender friend of mine, and she's also a huge stand-up comedy fan, like big fan of really edgy, dark comedy. Mm-hmm. And I thought she has kind of an interesting perspective on just the world of comedy and kind of censoring comedians. And I kind of wanted to talk to her about it. I've never in my life had an upfront and open, honest conversation with a transgender person. You know what I'm saying? And I think I have my own opinions on it. And
look at you, just coming out of a shell.
I was impressed he brought in a black, and now this.
2 years ago, you were a black guy at a table. Wow, this is crazy.
Can you ask her about
now
the
you have a transgender?
Ask her how she feels about the rapings?
I will.
I really want to know.
I will. I think part of the Realize podcast. I never come in here with a completely like I'm gonna fucking. I have an opinion. I'm going to argue it to the death. Like, I want to learn on this show. The idea of this show is being able to kind of be open and fucking learning and being real. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on any fucking subject in the world. I like to have an honest conversation. I've never had, even with her, I'm friends with her. I've never had a conversation with her where I said, well, like you see yourself as a fucking woman. Like, whoa, explain this to me. Just explain it. And I want to have that. I think that's going to be an interesting thing. So we're going to do that next week on the show. I already told her that I was like, Zach,
is it going to turn into the dating game? We want to see which one of them get to go on a date with.
We should play a game where we have to do sexual things with him. Here's
can I throw the game?
I was like, Zach's gonna probably make a bunch of jokes, but he's probably sucked more dicks than you, so don't worry about it. So we got that coming up next week. I'm pumped about that. You have any shows coming up or anything you want to plug?
Center City Comedy Podcast, cintercitycomedy.com, and I'll be at the Stand hosting Saturday night.
All right, guys.
Right for the fight.
I got called in to do that, and I had to cancel my fight plans.
Fuck. Well, listen, guys, I appreciate you guys doing the show today. Follow Zach on Twitter and Chris on Twitter. Oh, Zach is
at
not
Cotton
funny.
@Cotton215.
@Cotton215 for Chris Cotton. @ChrisScopo. Scopo, we got some gigs coming up or no?
You would know. I'm opening for you. So
do we have anything together?
You're the fucking headliner.
I don't think so. I have gigs coming up, guys. You guys can check me out with another opener. No. Me and Big J are actually going to be at Comics at Foxwoods May 27th through 31st. I'm headlining a few of the dates. Jay's headlining a few of the dates. Me and Dave are actually co-headlining one night, the last night, the 31st of May. So if you guys are Legion of Skanks fans, come out for a couple of the shows. Going to be hanging out all week, and we're going to do a live podcast out there as well. I'm going to be in Windsor, Canada, in the middle of June as well. So if you're up in that area, check me out. And we will check you next week on the Real S Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.